咁歡迎大家。咁今日係海港計劃小組委員會嘅第十八次會議啦。咁confirmation of minutes of last meeting， 我睇我哋要稍等一下先至再即係做翻呢一個議程啦。咁或者我哋講咗議程第二項 matters arising 先。咁就喺上次嘅會議記錄嘅 2.1。咁就係關於個 Harbour Planning Guideline for Victoria Harbour。 咁其實我哋嗰個 Harbour Planning Guideline 都喺上次嘅14號嘅共建維港委員會就得到嗰個大會嘅通過啦。咁或者阿 Sally 可唔可以講講即係跟住之後有啲乜嘢嘅即係工作可以做？
係，多謝主席。同委員會報翻，咁我哋喺6月14日咧，共建維港委員會咧就係通過咗我哋呢一份海港規劃指引啦。咁咧就喺會上面咧 ，Mrs. May 咧就係就住公眾參與嗰部分咧就有少少嘅意見嘅。咁我哋咧就係就住嗰一個提議咧，我哋而家就係即係 table 咗有一份嘅少少嘅即係輕微嘅修訂。咁咧就係就住阿 May 嗰個提咧，關於係公眾參與嗰方面嘅資料。咁咧就呢一份Mrs. May 今日就冇喺我哋嘅會上面啦。咁但係咧喺會之前咧，其實呢一份咧都已經係即係俾佢睇過。咁佢亦都咧係同意咗我哋呢一個修改。咁咧就睇下委員就住我哋呢一個修改嘅建議咧，會唔會仲有其他嘅提議啦？咁如果委員都係同意的話咧，咁我哋呢一份嘅海港規劃指引咧就會係掛翻上去 HEC 嘅網頁嗰度。咁我哋稍後咧都會係印製翻一本咧，就係中英嘅版本。咁我哋就會係分發翻咧，係俾有關嘅社會人士。多謝主席。
好，唔該。委員對於個 Harbour Planning Guideline 有冇提問或者討論？好，跟住上次會議記錄第6.1嘅紅磡地區研究，咁大家都理解啦，我哋就紅磡嗰個地區研究，而家即係公眾參與計劃同埋嗰個即係城市設計研究係進行緊嘅。咁或者秘書都可以講講即係呢個進度如何啦。
咁咧就喺5月23日咧，我哋研究嘅顧問咧就係同小組委員會咧就開咗一個特別嘅會議咯。咁喺會上面咧，顧問咧就係向委員介紹咗初步嘅一啲嘅發展嘅建議。咁咧就委員亦都係就住嗰啲發展建議咧就係發表咗佢哋嘅意見。咁主要委員嘅關注咧就係有以下幾點啦，就係關注到喺海旁發展嘅建築物，佢哋嘅發展嘅密度啦，應該需要咧就係同海旁嘅環境咧係互相配合。在設計上面就盡量避免就是有這個屏風效應。另外就委員就明白到，如果即係將來實際嘅發展嘅時候咧，其實咧就喺嗰、那個有好多嘅設施，例如譬如停車場啊，或者係一啲嘅環保嘅設施方面咧，其實嗰啲咧喺整體嘅呢、這個建築面積咧都係唔計算在內嘅，咁變咗咧就有可能對於嗰個發展嘅體積咧係會有一個影響，咁所以委員咧亦都請顧問咧係特別咧係留意呢一方面。咁就此外委員亦好即係同意咧，就係要有一個立體嘅模型啦，可以更清晰咁樣咧，係表示到展示到嗰個發展嘅概念。咁我哋顧問咧就即係而家咧就正係因應住即係委員嘅意見同埋其他各政府部門嘅意見咧，就係修改緊有關嘅建議咯。咁喺稍後我哋希望可以喺大概係即係2个月之內咁樣，就希望係可以進行到咧我哋係第二階段嘅公眾參與。
好，唔該曬 Sally。關於紅磡地區研究，大家有冇提問或者討論？咁第三個續議事項就係會議記錄嘅6.1，就係關於中環海濱嘅城市設計研究嘅。咁大家亦都係理解，即係呢個即係城市設計研究，亦都係現正進行嗰個公眾參與計劃同埋嗰個城市設計研究當中。咁或者又請呢個 Sally 講講嗰個進度啊。
唔該，主席。咁咧就中環新海濱城市設計研究啦，咁佢嗰個公眾參與計劃咧就喺5月初就展開咯，咁直至到咧係6月底就會完結㗎啦。咁喺我哋嗰個會議記錄裏邊咧，亦都係即係提到，其實喺5月10日咧就規劃署嘅同事連同佢嘅顧問咧，亦都係向委員咧就係一個 會議上面係介紹咗佢哋嗰個公眾參與啊嗰個程序咁樣樣。咁之後咧喺5月12日咧都係舉行咗一個公眾參與論壇。咁而家咧就佢哋公眾參與嘅顧問咧就係將會係將所有收集到嘅公眾意見係整理啦。係以俾一份公眾參與嘅報告，咁亦都會咧係收集意見咧，就係喺佢哋嗰個設計研究裏邊咧，就係作詳盡嘅考慮。咁稍後下一步咧，就會將更具體嘅設計咧，就喺佢哋第二期嘅公眾參與活動裏邊咧，就係會繼續去諮詢公眾嘅。
好，唔該。
唔該，主席。
關於中環海濱規劃，有冇討論或者係提問？咁我哋進入下一個逐議事項咧，就係關於我哋啲Harbour E information 嘅。咁我知道規劃處都有一啲我哋上次喺個會議入面都討論過啦。咁就規劃處都有一啲嘢準備咧，係會啲資料咧係放上網或者等Sally 再講講啊。
好，唔該主席。咁咧就上一次嘅會議咧，我哋就向委員介紹咗我哋有一套嘅即係維港嘅資訊啦。咁裏面主要嘅資料咧，我哋就包括咗一啲現有嘅沿住維港兩岸嘅土地用途啦，同埋一啲咧就係已規劃咗嘅土地用途。咁另外咧有一啲嘅海上設施，同埋我哋喺呢個維港範圍裏面有邊一啲嘅地區研究我哋做緊啊咁樣。咁我哋都有一啲資料咧，係希望可以擺到上去咧，係共建維港嘅網委員會嘅網頁上面嘅。咁我哋咧就而家嗰個準備嘅進度咧，仍然係即係預期進行啦。咁我哋而家就住一啲版面嘅詳細設計，做緊一啲改善嘅工作，咁希望令到咧即係嗰個資料咧係更加豐富，同埋令到市民係更加容易使用。咁我哋預計喺未來兩三個禮拜左緊啦，咁我哋就可以將有關嘅資料咧就掛咗喺共建維港委員會嘅網頁上邊。咁到時咧，我哋都會即係通知翻咧各位委員嘅。唔該，主席。
OK， 唔該曬。咁關於呢一個即係網上嘅資料，有冇嘅提問？咁或者進入去下一項就係話，我哋慣常都有一個Inventory of Known Project Around Harbour 啦，咁喺大家台面都有依一個嘅 update 嘅 inventory。咁或者請阿 Sally 同我哋講講，即係依度有冇一啲即係新嘅收，即係新嘅事項加插咗喺依度嚇 ，Sally。
唔該，主席。咁咧就委員咧就我哋今次咧呢一份除咗係一般嘅即係各個項目上面一啲更新嘅資料之外咧，咁我哋今次都加入咗好幾個新嘅項目。咁或者委員咧就可以睇下第九頁，我哋咧就加咗有兩隻咧係分別係 C 六同埋 C 七。咁咧就係 C 六就係關於咧喺中環嘅456號碼頭嘅上蓋咧有個申請，係希望用碼頭嘅上層同埋咧係佢個天台嘅地方咧就係做商業嘅用途嘅。咁喺6月22日嘅城規會裏邊咧就係考慮咗個申請啦，咁就同意咧就只係用上層的地方咧，就係做呢個有關的用途啦，而且咧嗰個用途咧就係一個三年的短期的批准，咁咧就係冇批到佢嗰個天台個上蓋嗰度嘅部分嘅。咁然之後 C 七咧就係一個申請改劃中環嗰個圖則咧嘅一個申請嚟嘅，咁有關申請就會預計喺8月咧就會係呈交去城區會考慮。咁另外一個新的項目咧，就喺第15頁 NP7， 就喺我哋呢個大廈個頂層咧，就係即係有一個嗰啲雷達嘅裝置。咁有關嘅申請都喺6月8日咧，就係批准咗嘅。接住下一個咧，就係喺第23頁 YT2。在油塘工業區裏面咧，就係就咗個綜合發展區嘅一個申請。咁呢個申請咧就原本咧就係預計喺7月13日咧就係去城區會考慮。咁而家咧就申請者咧就係申請要求咧係暫緩個處理個規劃申請嘅。最後兩個新嘅項目咧就係第25頁，係 WK2 同埋 TW1。咁WK2 咧就係由環保觸角提出嘅一個改劃圖則嘅一個申請啦，咁就係位於關於西九龍填海嗰方面嘅發展嘅，咁有關申請就會將會喺咧係8月24日咧就係提交去城規會考慮。咁另外最後一隻咧就 TW1 咧就係一個 單車徑的一個建議嚟嘅。咁有關嘅單車徑咧，因為有一部分咧就係喺我哋嘅維港嘅範圍裏邊啦。咁就有關嘅單車徑嘅發展計劃咧，其實而家都仲係喺個研究嘅階段。咁就政府而家初步希望可以喺下一年度咧睇下可唔可以係申請到撥款咁樣。咁睇下委員就住即係我哋呢份 inventory 聽有冇提問或者意見。唔該，主席。
好，唔該曬 ，Sally。咁大家有冇？我見阿 Nick 舉咗手啊。Nick。
Chairman, it may be that I missed this at a previous meeting, but this proposal for the central piers, have we been briefed on that before, or is this something new to us? This is the Transport Department's proposal to use the roof of the piers for shops.Restaurant, fast food. Has government briefed us on that?
No.
Should we not have been briefed? I mean, this is something, I think, very relevant to the work of HEC and the work of this committee. A major impact on waterfront?
Yes. Can Sally or tell us the situation? Yeah.
唔該，主席。我哋咧就呢一個申請咧，我哋就係4月23日咧就城規會收到嘅。咁咧收到之後咧就其實喺共建維港委員會嘅秘書處嗰度咧就已經係發放咗資料俾委員，就係通知咗有呢一隻嘅規劃申請。咁不過因為啱啱我哋上一次會議咧就係收到呢一個嘅之前嘅，因為我上一次會議係4月18日，咁所以咧佢啱啱咧就係喺我哋。上次會議同埋今次嘅會議咧嘅中間就已經係即係審批，咁所以就未有機會可以上到嚟我哋呢度向委員介紹。
Raymond，
主席或者我可以再補充少少，即係除咗阿 Sally 頭先所講嗰個咧，就即係一般嗰個程序咧，一啲規劃申請咧，因為佢有一個法定嘅時限嚟到管制啦，咁、那個做法咧就係、是、嗰、那個共建維港委員會個總秘書處咧，佢收到啲申請咧，佢就會以電郵通知即係各位委員，咁亦都可以咧就係知道有啲咁嘅申請。如果係有意見，亦都可以提交俾呢個城規會。除此之外咧，即係如果委員係對於某一個申請係特別有意見嘅話咧，咁亦都即係可以即係同即係我哋聯絡。咁我哋咧就算係冇會期，就盡量睇下有啲咩方法可以安排到，即係大家可以即係睇睇嗰個個案嘅內容。咁呢個係即係一般即係我哋即係 adopt 咗嗰個做法嚟嘅，主席。
I understand the challenges of time and understand that it's not always possible to get things in before TPB debates the issue, but it seems to me this is of sufficient importance that even if TPB has decided to grant the application on a short-term basis, that I think we should be briefed. So even post-event, I think it'd be good to get Transport Department or whoever is the proponent to come and see us and to make sure that harbour planning principles are being applied and...We can have a close look at what's proposed.
Okay, 好，好。我聽到啊 Nick 個意見，或者聽下阿 Raymond 係咪？
我諗回應。I think the suggestion from Nick's suggestion is acceptable us. I think even with time frame for NPC's approval, we can also invite Transport Department representative to brief us on its application. If members need comments on its design, etc., I think there's still scope to fine tune the proposal.So if it's agreeable to members, probably that we can make a certain arrangement with Transport Department to brief members.
I think, Chairman, it's a very sensitive area, very sensitive visually and in terms of activity.
我想如果那個現在的問題是個任期問題多一點即係一般嚟講，如果我哋喺依個嘅checklist 裏面發現咗一啲我哋係特別關注嘅項目咧，其實我哋都可以 call 佢咧喺下一個會議咧嚟嚟去向委員去講解嘅。咁就算即係譬如過去即係今次嘅會議議程有一項，譬如話北角區嗰個高度限制咧。咁其實都係即係因為佢最近出咗一個高度限制，而好多地盤係關於海邊嘅，咁我哋 spot 到咧，咁我都要求即係秘書處咧係放入去今次嗰個議程，咁所以就即係其實就會成委員有關嘅關注嘅項目，其實都可以放喺即係你 call 咧就可以放喺個會度噶啦，咁。而家即係我相信，即係大家可能即係啱啱今日先至見到 即係或者過去嗰個 email 又走漏眼咧，咁其實中環碼頭即係呢啲咁嘅設施啫，當然係同即係我哋嗰、那個即係小組委員會即係關注嘅事項相關。咁不過而家我哋個任期就淨係得翻仲有三日命。咁有咩提議咧嚇？啊 ，KY。
Yes, Chairman. I think you can do it like this. Now is very much confirmed that the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee will continue to exist in substance. Whether it's the same name, different name, or whether the structure will change or not, we don't know. But the Chief Executive have asked Mr. Michael Shin to reply to our Chairman's letter. Basically, it's confirmed. And it's also been confirmed in the last HEC meeting by the Permanent Secretary that HEC will continue to exist. On that basis, as a subcommittee, I would suggest that we hand over this item as an outstanding item, indicating our wish that the project proponent of this particular pending application, the Transport Department, should be invited to brief HEC member or whatever subcommittee that the future HEC will consider appropriate. I think that will close the matters.
多謝 KY 個提議，我都相信即係依個係一個好好嘅提議。咁我哋就即係將依個事情即係交落去即係下一屆嗰度去繼續關注係嘛？即係無論邊屆，我都相信都走唔甩各位嘅手指罅之下嘅。咁啊，好啊，咁啊。唔知對於嗰、那個infantry 仲有冇其他嘅意見咧？係 ，yes Andrew。
Thank you, Chairman. Just a remark about the proposed cycle track between Chunmun and Chunwan. This will be a first for a harbourfront environment. I realise that a lot of this will fall outside of the core harbour limit, but effectively this will be a first for a cycleway along the harbourfront.I think it's very important that we get this right. My experience of cycle paths along waterfronts in Hong Kong so far has been that they tend to be designed not really as very functional cycle paths. I refer to particularly the sections of the Tolo Harbour Taipo cycleway. They're very narrow. They often get used along with pedestrians at the same time, and they end up being very, very difficult.Things to navigate if you're on a bicycle. So if we are going to do this, it'd be nice if we could do this and do it right. And that requires, I think, careful planning and careful negotiation with the key stakeholders. I'm very conscious that the Cycling Association has been pretty much chased off the road by a number of major accidents involving cyclists during races. And there is nowhere for them to, or very few places they can actually do cycle races, and if this could be a suitable venue, it would require design considerations to allow for that, but it needs to be of an adequate width, etc. If it's going to be something which is 5 or 6 feet wide with a little painted line down the middle, as we've got out at Taipo and around the waterfront there, then I don't think it will really be anything other than just a little promenading location. So I'd encourage careful consultation on this one with the relevant cycling associations, and encouraging the design to be as good as possible, and not just a sort of a token cycleway.
Thank you for Andrew's comment. I think, are you trying to respond, Peter? Yes, Peter.
多謝主席。點解我會回應呢？因為呢一個可能性研究咧係 CEDD 我部門做嘅。咁就我會將頭先阿 Andrew 嘅意見咧帶翻俾我哋同事咧。第一，就如果大家有興趣嘅喺即係有個研究成果之後咧，就可以嚟做一個簡介啦。咁我亦都了解咧，其實嗰、那個單車徑寬度的確咧係諗住係5到6米寬嘅。咁頭先阿 Andrew 提出嗰、那個即係話單車會嗰班即係嗰啲市民啦，嗰班即係專業踩單車人嘅意見咧。咁咧，我可以話俾 Andrew 聽咧，我哋做呢個可能性研究，其中一個同事咧都係單車會成員嚟嘅。咁就應該今次做出嚟，我相信應該會大家比較滿意啲。
OK， good。
OK， 阿 KY，
就我覺得呢條單車徑咧，因為咁長咧，我覺得咧，如果講係即係 當然維港去同喺維港邊嗰節就唔係好長啫，咁但係亦都好長，即係我相信都會有幾長嘅，無論喺維港外邊或者係啱出咗維港，都幾長嘅距離咧，就係即係喺個海邊嘅。咁我覺得除咗一般嘅單車徑要考慮嘅事情之外咧，亦都或者除咗一般單車徑嘅功能之外咧，我就突然間有個諗法，就係會唔會有個新嘅功能，就係因為即係個路程比較長。如果是其實它是可以給市民呢是利用單車作為一個去行一段比較長經過一段比較長的路去到不同的地方是欣賞 當地的海旁的景色，即是在欣賞維港來說或欣賞 海岸邊來說呢，其實這個是一個反而這個呢就會是一個挺好的機會。咁我諗如果設計嘅時候咧，可以即係適當地喺沿途，即係可能而家太早嘅仲係喺沿途嚟講，有啲地方可以俾啲市民踩下單車會停低嘅。尤其是如果你一家大細，你更加會有咁嘅需要啦，停低嘅，咁可以欣賞下海旁嘅景色，然之後再踩過。咁呢個可能會一個都係會幾有趣，同埋即係應該比較受市民歡迎嘅一個安排。
好多謝多謝 K Y 嘅意見，我諗 Peter 聽到啦嚇。咁對於嗰個 infantry 仲有冇其他嘅意見？好，如果冇嘅話，我哋就進入議程第三項啦。